Navratri around India. I am from a part of India called West Bengal Pranoises. In West Bengal, Navratri is celebrated as Durga Puja. Instead of Goddess Amba, people celebrate Goddess Durga, who is the goddess of power. This is Goddess Durga. She rides a lion. An evil demon was causing a lot of trouble and Goddess Durga won over him. People celebrate Durga Puja to remember that good always wins over evil. To celebrate, people wear beautiful clothes and get together to have massive feasts with lots of yummy food. Drummers play a special drum called das, and people dance with clay lamps. The lamps have fire in them. These lamps are called danchi. Navratri around India. I am from a part of South India called Tamil Nadu, Lata says. The goddess we celebrate during Navratri is Saraswati. She is the goddess of learning and music. This is Goddess Saraswati. She sits on a white lotus and plays music on the veena. One of the special things we do during Navratri is called Gollu. We put dolls of many kinds, gods, goddesses, animals, birds, and people on a step shelf. People go to each other's house to see the beautiful displays. The guests even get a fun gift before they leave. 9 nights of Navratri comes to an end on the 10th day called Dursara. Everyone goes to see an outdoor play. They see a big stage of actors in colorful costumes. Wow, what is happening here? Maya asks. What is Ram Leela? A long time ago, there lived an evil king named Ravan. He had 10 heads. He went to a house in the forest where Queen Sita lived with King Ram. Ravan dressed up as an old man and asked Sita for food. But as soon as Sita came out to give him food, Ravan took Sita away to his house. King Ram was very brave. He rushed to Ravan's house and fought him. Ram won. He saved Sita and brought her home with him. To remember the story of how good wins over evil, people build giant statues of Ravan and load them with fireworks. At the end of the festival, they light the fireworks. Boom, crash, whoosh. The play comes to an end, and everyone turns to look at the big statue of Robin. It's filled with fireworks. Then someone lights up the statue of Robin. It's filled with fireworks. Then someone lights up the statue. Boom, crash, whoosh. The fireworks explode in the sky. Everyone cheers and claps. Once again, good wins over evil. Everyone walks home feeling happy. The festival has come to an end. Wow, we had so much fun celebrating Nowrathi, Neil says. I love the dances, food, clothes, and stories. This is one of the best festivals we have ever celebrated. Maya adds, we can't wait for our next adventure. We wonder where that will be. We hope you can join us then. Maya, Neil, and Chintu say, until then, namaste.